The healthcare industry is shifting, and it's time to do something different. North Mississippi Health Services is redesigning healthcare, and we want you to be part of it too.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Shane Spies, President and CEO of North Mississippi Health Services, and I'm pleased to be joined by Kristen Long, who is our Associate Chief Nursing Officer for the Medical Center in Tupelo. And we want to talk today about an exciting, innovative program we call virtual nursing within our healthcare system and how that relates to a great redesign strategy for our system. And as we think about a great redesign strategy, Kristen, virtual nursing directly addresses a couple things within that strategy. The first component is utilizing tools to redesign how we perform the work, or as we call it, evolve how we do the work of healthcare with the focus on patients and their families, putting patients and families at the center of our focus and the redesign efforts. And so virtual nursing. So what is virtual nursing, Kristen?
Well, Shane, virtual nursing is really one of those tools that we talk about using for evolving our care and our redesign. Virtual nursing, we started this back in April, and it really was an idea of how can we give a resource to our nurses, give them a way that they can spend more time with their patients. So what virtual nursing is not is a way to replace the nurses that we have today. It's really just a way to give them another tool to care for their patients. So with virtual nursing, during COVID, let me start there, we had some cameras installed on a couple of our units to help with our care of patients during that time. So we thought, let's utilize the resources we already have available. So we took those cameras and we took some of our tenured nurses with a lot of great experience, and we set up a system so that they could start assisting with our discharges for those patients. So when a patient gets ready for discharge, they will pop on the screen. They will go over all of their education, their discharge instructions. They'll put their orders in. They'll have everything ready for them. And it was really just a way to free up the time for the nurse on the floor to be able to go give continual care to their other patients. We really wanted to use this and leverage this technology to create a safer environment for our patients and to give time back to our nurses.
Yeah, so we'll get into more details around what virtual nursing is and how we've implemented it at the medical center. But let's first talk about why virtual nursing. I mean, why did we move to this transformational redesign of how we approach nursing and the model within nursing?
Yeah, you know, so I think everyone knows that there is a national nursing shortage across the country. And even as great of a healthcare system as we are, we were impacted by this as well. And so when we really think about how we want to deliver the best patient and family-centered care, it really comes down to how do we support the bedside staff. And so really this whole project was centered around how do we create tools for our nursing staff to be able to give them time back and improve the patient experience and the patient safety. That's really the whole project was centered around giving that time back to those nurses and giving them resources that they can use.
Yeah. So how did we approach this transformational redesign effort? I mean, we've heard about it, right, from outside of our healthcare system. But what did you learn as you began looking into how could we develop a virtual nursing program within our healthcare system?
So, you know, we had this idea. And we started doing some research, and we quickly found that there really were not a lot of health systems that had implemented virtual nursing. You know, I wanted to do a site visit somewhere, and we had a hard time finding a hospital who had a program that aligned with the vision that we had for a virtual nursing program. But we did find a hospital, and we went and visited them, and it was impressive what they were doing. But even with what they were doing, we really had a bigger vision for that, and we wanted to really evolve the idea that they had into something bigger. So once we came back, we put our ideas together. We started the pilot on a couple of our units, like I mentioned before, that had the cameras available. We quickly saw how much this helped our nursing staff, but also how much it improved the patient experience as well.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about that. So from the staff perspective, you know, I imagine they were a little bit anxious going into the pilot for virtual nursing because it's a major challenge.
Yes.
Some may have felt threatened by it because, as you mentioned before, some people were concerned that it may replace nursing, right? But tell us about that approach and from a staff perspective, how it's benefited the staff and the feedback you've received from staff as you've rounded.
Absolutely. So you're right. In the beginning, the nurses were a little nervous because it's such a new concept. There really are not a lot of hospitals that are doing the type of program we were looking at. And so in the very beginning, we had to do a lot of education and reassurance around this is really a tool for you. This is really giving back to you as the nurse. Now that they've been using it for a little over a year now, I actually was doing leader roundings this past week. And one of the questions I asked was, what's something that we're doing really well that we need to keep doing? Multiple floors, their answer was virtual nursing. Mm. Just how much it helps them. It expedites our patients being able to be discharged so that we can open that bed up for another patient. But just how much time it's given back to our nurses so that now they're able to go do one-on-one care with a patient that needs to be here a little longer. They can actually review charts and, you know, identify things that we may have missed in the past just because we didn't have that time to really do thorough chart reviews and to spend that time with our patients face to face.
So when you say giving time back to the nurses to spend at the bedside with the patient, give us a sense of what that means in terms of time and, you know, what does that really mean?
So just a few numbers I'll throw out for you, not too many, but when we have a nurse on a floor who's getting ready to discharge a patient, on average, it would take about 4 hours from the time the order is entered to actually getting our patient gone. We did a time study and we learned that with virtual nursing, we were able to cut that down to less than 2 hours with our virtual nursing. So that's 2 hours time that that nurse is able to now dedicate to another patient instead of having to keep that patient longer. And then also, those patients, nothing will aggravate a patient quicker than saying, hey, you're discharged. And then 4 hours later, they're still sitting in the bed.
Right.
So that also really has helped our patient experience as well by allowing them to actually get discharged quicker during the day.
That's awesome. Awesome. So as we think about from the patient's perspective, you touched on that, the patient experience, and it's enhanced the patient's experience. Tell us a little bit more about that. And even beyond just the experience, but actually the safety of care being provided.
Absolutely.
Share more about that.
So when we first started virtual nursing, I had a couple of people that really felt like that certain populations would not appreciate this, especially our elderly population. You know, it's technology. But I have learned through this that our elderly population are pretty technology savvy these days. And even the ones that aren't, you know, they've really enjoyed this process. So we, because of those comments in the beginning, we made sure we focused on doing some patient rounds, especially with that population, to ask, how's it going? What was your experience like? Did you think this was a better process or not so good if you've been through a discharge before? And we had many of our elderly population share with us that this was actually much better for them. So when we asked why, it was really surrounding that they had one-on-one time with that virtual nurse. So a nurse that comes in to discharge a patient, they may get a phone call on their companion phone or their bedside phone, or they may be called to the desk because a physician's need to talk to them, or called out of the room because another patient has a critical need. But with our virtual nurses, they actually are able to spend one-on-one time with that patient, answer all of their questions, make sure they thoroughly understand everything that they went over. Even with virtual nursing for our patient experience, we identified times that maybe a patient had two appointments made and they were made on the same day at the same time, but in different cities. Mm-hmm. So say we serve a large community. So maybe a patient lives in Hamilton and had a PCP appointment or a primary doctor appointment in Hamilton, but a follow-up with a specialist here. Our virtual nurses can identify that, get on the phone, change the appointment, communicate that with the patient, and it really not only improves their experience, but their safety in that continuum of care. When we talk about safety with the virtual nursing usage, there's a lot of ways that we have leveraged that. Not only are they understanding their discharge instructions better, they're able to ask more questions around that, but we also saw quickly that it's way more than just discharges we're able to do with virtual nursing. It was our staff that identified this initially. They said, hey, this is awesome, but what if? What if we use virtual nursing to help do our admission profile? We're like, hey, that's a great idea. Let's do it. So we implemented that. Then a couple months later, they said, what if we use virtual nursing to do safety rounds? And you think about how busy our nurses are on the floor and all the people that are doing rounds. We do a lot of rounds every day. But our virtual nurses are now actually able to pop on the screen and do fall education or do stroke education. If you're a patient admitted with stroke, they have specific things that they're educating and asking about. So for one of our units, they had a higher fall rate. So we really focused on fall education for that unit. And from one quarter, they had about 12 falls that quarter. Once we implemented this with virtual nursing, we were able to decrease their fall rate to 2 for the next quarter. So that's a huge improvement in our patient safety, not just around discharges, but around their everyday care while they're here with us as well.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's clear up some misconceptions about what virtual nursing is and what it's not. And I know I'm you know, most people are probably not as familiar with what virtual nursing is, or at least how we utilize virtual nursing. So just explain for the audience, you know, how virtual nursing works. You've mentioned a couple times that the virtual nurse pops up on the screen. So tell me, if we were in a patient's room and virtual nursing was activated, how does that work?
Yeah, so we definitely want to protect our patient's privacy. So we have a TV and then we have a camera installed above it, but that camera stays turned towards the wall all the time. And when a virtual nurse goes to do a round on a patient, they will ding and it sounds like a doorbell in the patient's room. And they'll come on and say, "Mr. Spees, I'm here to do a daily safety round. Is now a good time?" Patient will say yes or no. And if they say yes, we will then turn the camera towards them so that now our virtual nurse can see the patient on their screen and the patient can see our virtual nurse on the TV screen. And these cameras that we have now moved to use in are very impressive. They can zoom in to a prescription bottle and read the writing on a prescription bottle all the way from the TV on the wall. So they're really able to, you know, if the patient has a question about the medication that's hanging in their IV, the nurse can zoom into the medication and answer questions about that for them. So not only are we doing a lot of education around falls and sepsis and things like that, but we're able to answer their questions and give them a sense of safety and securement while they're here with us.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned we learned from a hospital, one of the few hospitals that were implementing some version of virtual nursing. So we learned from them, but you said we had a bigger vision for it. And so when we think about virtual nursing and our now over 1 year experience with virtual nursing, what's part of our vision that's different than what you saw when you made your site visit and talked to others about it? Kind of what different components of nursing care are we providing virtually?
Yeah. So we went and visited a hospital. And like I said, it was hard to find a hospital that was really using virtual nursing in the capacity we wanted to. And when we got there, it was impressive. But what they were doing, their nurses on the floor were still doing all of the manual paperwork. They were going over all the discharge. They were doing all of that part, making the appointments. Everything was done on the floor. Their virtual nurses were really only reviewing the discharge instructions with the patient, and that was it. And when we went and saw them, I remember we had one of our nurse managers were with us who is over our virtual nursing program now, and she looked at me. She was like, "Oh, no. We would do so much more than that." And I was like, "I'm so glad we're on the same page." Mm-hmm. So when we brought it back, the way we have visualized and now implemented virtual nursing is a physician will enter an order for a discharge. That will flag to the virtual nurse. That virtual nurse will then go in and make sure every component of that discharge is ready. They'll make the follow-up appointments. They'll schedule an ambulance if it's needed. They will do all of that. And then they will ring into the patient's room. They will review all of the instructions. They'll go over all of the education. If they need to change appointments, if they need to call a physician because there was a question about a medication, they call the physician and ask about the medication. That's all done within our virtual nursing program. Whereas in the hospital we visited, all of that would have been flagged back to the floor nurse to do. So our vision was really to utilize those virtual nurses to their highest capacity. Something else that's important to note about our virtual nurses is that they all have at least 10 years of nursing experience. So these are nurses who have been a nurse for a long time, have a lot of experience. So they're able to quickly call a physician and feel comfortable with that conversation. They're able to communicate with the patient. And something that we're looking at in the future is to really pair them with our new graduate nurses to mentor them.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so this little thing called Epic, don't know if you've heard of it. But
a few times.
And so with Epic, we are able to trial some devices called Rovers on a few of our floors. So with that, when we really talk about leveraging our technology and evolving our care, that is a prime example. So now our virtual nurses are able to secure chat with our floor nurses. So what that would look like for a virtual nurse mentoring a new grad nurse is that if that new grad nurse had a question, they could take the rover out, type the question in. We don't have to be embarrassed to ask about it in front of anyone else. Secure that to their mentor virtual nurse and get an answer back. They could even virtual chat through that. They have a question in the room with a patient and they're comfortable. They can ding the virtual nurse to come on the screen and we can walk through it together and really improve that learning environment for our new graduate nurses as well.
That's awesome. And a lot of these opportunities or ideas about expanding the vision and use of virtual nursing has come from
our staff. That's right.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's great. Very engaging. So tell us a bit about where we are with virtual nursing in terms of, you know, how many beds and types of beds we have access to virtual nursing today versus what the plan is for the future.
Absolutely. So I mentioned earlier, we started with our pilot units, and that was 44 beds. And this was very homegrown. I think it's important to mention that. We took cameras we had. We took staff we had. Our amazing IT department, they were able to come in, set us up, and it was all homegrown. But we quickly saw to expand this to the vision that we had, we needed to install newer cameras, replace those cameras, and expand. So today, we have 144 beds that have virtual nursing capability. We actually have on-site an additional 100 cameras that we're getting ready to install now. Our vision and our goal is by the end of fiscal year 25, we would have every inpatient bed here at Chipolo with virtual nursing capabilities.
Yeah.
And that's something that when we do the leader rounds and we ask the staff, you know, what can we do to make things better? How can we decrease your hassle factor?
Right.
That's one of the things. Hey, can we get virtual nursing?
Mm-hmm.
We're ready for it. We want it today. And so now we're having to make the decision, which unit do we go to next? And so
we're requesting it.
They are requesting it. Yes.
That's awesome. So you mentioned to me to give us a sense of numbers and how often virtual nursing is utilized to support the bedside nurses. You give us the numbers around discharges, admissions, and how often we're utilizing virtual nursing.
So we actually discharge over 80% of the discharges that are done today on those units are using virtual nursing. Since we implemented this April of last year, we have discharged over 6,000 patients using virtual nursing, and we've admitted over 1,200. It's important to note we didn't start the admission process till we were later on, but that's still a very impressive number. To put it into perspective, when we went to visit the pilot hospital that we talked about earlier, they had done 4,000 discharges for their whole year. And we're just, you know, a little over halfway into our year, and we've already surpassed that number. So very exciting work.
Yeah. So what's next?
You know, I think the sky is the limit. I think, you know, we really definitely want to get this expanded into the rest of our hospital. But, you know, we've already met with some other departments that are thinking about utilizing our virtual nursing software to help with their departments as well. So imagine if a home health nurse could actually pop into the room and talk to their patient before they're ever discharged to make sure we're going to be able to meet their needs. Or imagine, you know, a case manager who is able to pop back in and confirm something. Just really talking about and leaning towards how do we perform that work in a more expedited manner and decreasing our steps and decreasing the waste around that. Waste as in time that we're using that is so easily available through the virtual nursing. You know, we're really looking at doing and expanding to virtual ICU. You know, in the far future, what would that look like? And I think there would be a lot of work that goes into that. But I think if we think about some of our community hospitals that maybe don't have the specialty care to be able to keep those patients in their community, but what if we had a way that we could offer that through virtual care?
Similar to how we extend our specialty services via telehealth to patients.
Very similar.
Communities, yeah. Well, that's exciting. So you mentioned Epic earlier. We're all very well aware of Epic, and we're just 2 months into our post-go-live with Epic across our entire system. You mentioned the Rover application is assisting nurses with documentation and the communication around patient care and the handoffs. But you also shared with me the story of the family member or caregiver of one of the patients and how Epic, because of the communication, the information available in Epic, has really changed their experience from the pre-Epic times. Can you just share it briefly?
Yes, I'm happy to. So, you know, we have Epic has been wonderful. there's been, you know, bumps in the road as we've implemented, as with any system, but it has been wonderful. But to really put into perspective how it's not only changing the workflow for our staff, but how it's changing the experience for our patients and their family. We have an employee who is a friend of mine, and she shared with me her experience. She has sons, and a few years ago when we were still on our old system, she shared about how to keep up with all of the doctors coming in and all the lab results. She had notebooks full of information that she had to use to keep
like
up with.
Like that she wrote?
Literally writing with a pen in her notebooks to keep up with. To this time, one of her sons were admitted and had a pretty lengthy stay, and she was able to utilize Epic's MyChart, pull up, see the doctor's notes, see the lab results, see everything. And as she's a nurse, we like to be in control of things. I don't know if you know that about nurses, but, and so for her to have at her fingertips everything she needs to know about her son's care was really able to ease her anxiety and make her entire experience that much better because she actually had the information she needed. And that is, you know, a perfect example of how we're leveraging that technology to create a better experience for our patients.
We're fortunate now to have a lot of tools, with Epic being one of those tools to leverage for redesign and evolve how we're caring for patients and keeping patients and families at the center of what we do. Anything else around virtual nursing or the changes? I mean, nursing has done a lot of redesign work over the last couple of years. Anything else you want to highlight for us?
No, I think I could probably sit and talk about virtual nursing all day, but I think we hit the high points, just how amazing it's been for our nursing staff on the floor, but also the virtual nurses as well. They do great work every day, and we are very lucky to have them.
There's one other thing, learning from our experience that I picked up on is that virtual nursing, I mean, if you think about the bedside nursing inside the hospital, it's a difficult, tough job.
It is, yes.
And when you're on your feet for so long, you know, day after day, you're going back and forth, it's challenging and it's taxing physically on folks. But virtual nursing is an avenue for perhaps extending a nurse's career that would like to continue that patient care, but you know, just may not be able to spend all those days and hours on the floor.
That's exactly right, Shane. And when we first started talking about virtual nursing and who would be our virtual nurses, that's why we have a 10-year minimum requirement as a nurse. But we really wanted to place nurses in these positions that have that history, they have that knowledge base, but also create a space for nurses that, you're right, maybe can't work 12-hour shifts every other weekend on a nursing unit, but we don't want to lose that knowledge and we don't want to lose that expertise. So the virtual nursing department really creates a space for those nurses to have longevity in their career, to still give back to their patients, and to also give back to younger nurses. We really need that experience that they can share to create the culture that we want and for the safety of our patients by sharing that knowledge with our newer nurses.
Yeah, it's exciting how we're leveraging that technology and the approach to accomplish a lot of important parts of nursing and the nursing model.
Absolutely.
So, Kristen, thank you for joining us today. Yeah. Thank you for your leadership within our system. Thank you to our nursing teams who have made this a huge success and also continuing to challenge the opportunities of how we can utilize it more to support bedside nursing. So thank you all for your support of it. Thank you for joining our podcast today. Just a quick reminder, attached to our podcast or show notes, or at least a survey link, we'd love to hear from you, receive feedback on what you think about the podcast, and also